this year is Revolbi on anger and patience.
Okay.
So still towards the end of the Vad Rishon. So Revolbi says, Havi Omer, Kol Yachse Bnei Adam, all relationships with people, Enam Ksharim Mikriim, they're not connections of happenings, like it happened to be. It has to take it with intent. You can't make a kesha, a connection with someone, unless you intend to make that connection, right? It can't happen by itself. Ha'adam hu yitzu chevrati, a person by nature is a person needs other people, needs the connecting with other people. By nature, that's so. Even if you see there are people who are more loners, but they actually need more connection than other people. Because they are more loners, so they look it out for people to connect with. They need it. So the way they would connect is that, you know, sometimes a person who's a loner needs much more respect than other people, because that's his way of connecting. Anyway, let's go. For Kol Yisrael and all the Jewish people, chaverim, they are friends. Va'arevim, arevim means like a, or you could say mix, but here it means arevim zeh lezeh, like we say kiddush. You heard kiddush, right? Your friend didn't hear kiddush. You can make kiddush for him, right? How comes? You heard kiddush. You did your mitzvah. You ate. Can you eat for him?
No.
No, you can't eat for him. You're full. You can't eat for him. Even if you didn't eat, you can't eat for him. So how can you do kiddush for him?
So we're lacking.
The concept is that if, since we're one group, we're one whole, we're connected to each other spiritually, if one person is lacking kiddush, you're also lacking. You're arevim zeh lezeh. You're connected. All lashon arvus, the person takes a loan from a person. I borrow from you, say money, and you don't want to give me the money without collateral. I don't have the collateral, so I say, look, my friend's gonna be an arev for me. If I don't pay, he'll pay. So we're connected to that loan. We're connected to that chov. So if I have a chov, he's an arev. He's also connected to the chov, even though it's not his chov. It's not his obligation. He's connected because he's an arev. He's a guarantor. So he's a guarantor that I do my loan. Now that's good for us, but it's also not so good for us. Because if chas v'shalom, people are doing averus, that affects the whole Jewish people, because we're all connected. It's a very, very, very deep connection, this connection. Because if you understand it a little bit more, all the Jewish souls came from the soul of Adam Rishon, one soul. So we are just different aspects of this one big soul. We're very, very connected. To the extent that the Ramchal speaks about the connections of people as like a tree. There's a tree and there's different branches. There's the Shoroshim, there's the roots of the tree, and then those are the branches and little twigs coming out. So it means sometimes a person is a branch, or the beginning of the branch, and some people are little twigs. And some people are the trunk, and some people are the roots, right? So Kivyachol, Moshe Rabbeinu was like the roots of the tree, the shorish of the whole tree of Klal Yisrael. That's what it means. Moshe Rabbeinu was connected to the whole of Klal Yisrael. That from Moshe Rabbeinu stemmed Klal Yisrael, spiritually, so to speak. He was the shorish of Klal Yisrael, the source. So basically, he's basically telling the reason that we need the connections, Yachasi Chevra, we need a relationship, is because we're intrinsically connected. It's the same reason a husband and wife. Why is there this need to be married? There's a need. There's a need for connection with a woman. Why? Why is there a need? Why? So you might answer, it's a survival need to survive, to be fruitful and multiply, blah, blah, blah. You might say such a thing. There is truth in that. But there's also a spiritual need. There's also an emotional need. There's a need for connection. There's also an intellectual need. You know? Dogs and cats don't, like, you know, talk about life and marry, you know? they can, you know, say they can, they don't have issues, right? They don't have real connection. So the physical survival need they also have. There's something more about man. Why is that? Why you have that deep connection with someone else? You need that deep connection because you're one soul. So too, we're all in a certain way the one soul of an Amarishan. So we need that connection. We need to come to that unity. Chaver, the word chaver, nose et chavero, right? A chaver is someone who lifts up his friend. That's what a chaver means. That's what he's saying. Shachain, a shachain is like a person who you're living with, right? Living near. You know, you have shcheinut, you have, like, no said shcheino. He lifts up his person who he lives with, right? Kol adam shani ba b'magayito. Any person that I come in contact with him, says Rabbi, matil alay masa, places on me a load. That's an interesting. Masa chadash l'seito. A load, a new load to cut, to put on me, to like lift on me, ulesovlo, and to carry. That means, what's Revolvi telling you here? Of course we want to connect. Of course there's positive things in our connection. But as soon as we come in connection with people, there's going to be aspects of that person that's going to interfere with me. I don't like. Come from different environments, different race, upbringings, different things. There's going to be aspects of that person that bothers you. He says, every friend you have, there's an aspect of him that you have to be sober, you have to carry on yourself. You have to have patience for, to carry yourself. This is very similar to Rabbeinu Yonah, right? Ha'im ze omer, does this say, shani tzarech lekabel mimenu kol davar v'lishtok? Does it mean that everything, all his injury, you know, all his funny aspects of him I have to, you know, accept and be quiet about it? Yeah? Like the guy, like, davens, he bashes his chair for davening, or whatever it is he does, right? Or he takes seconds before anyone took him first, right? There can be lots of little things that people do, right? Or he doesn't pick up his cup, just leaves it in the base of Medrash, and I'm the one doing chesed today, and I'm picking up all the cups, and I know it's his cup, and I know he never picks it up. Should I just be quiet? Let him go? Should I be sober with that? When should you be sober, and when should you say something? There's a mitzvah, tochocha. When? Lo velo, says Revolb. You shouldn't be quiet. Not everything he does. Ava mitoch savlanut. But you can use your patience, as we spoke about last week, migim l'tguva shkula. You can come to a weighed tguva, a weighed reaction. That means, if you don't use the midas sablanu, what's going to happen to you? Yeah, you're going to do some things in a not appropriate way. If you use the midas sablanut, so the midas is first, sablanut. First, whatever he does, sablanut, right? Sounds like an Israeli already. Sablanut, sablanut. You hear that all the time? First, you have to hold back. First reaction is hold back. Take that masa on you. That's the first reaction. Right? Then what does he say? Then, right? Now he says, Sholalim drisha bilti mutzdeket. We put aside drisha. How do you say drisha? And we put against drisha. We're saying is an inappropriate request. Avimitoch harat panim. So you can say something to the person, but through harat panim, through showing him a nice countenance. Mishivim alataina bilti nechona, and we answer on a claim which isn't correct. Avodvarim nechochim, but properly. Mochichim al avera, we tell a person off on avera he does. av mitoch ava, through ava. So what he's telling you, he's saying the savlanut gives you the ability to answer back in an appropriate way. That's why we need the savlanut. It's not that savlanut means to be quiet. Savlanut is giving you the koach to think about the situation and answer back appropriately. And that's what we're using the savlanut. Ubedvarim shaltam. We answer in a proper and a appropriate way with good reason. So it says, kol eile bli shum kas. All of these things, without any anger, or hit marmarut, without like feeling bitter, bevadai bli shum hit nasut, without feeling like on top of a person, right? Like, oh, he did something wrong, I want to tell him what to do, right? Achein savlanut hi anav shel anava. In such a situation, when we actually, someone's doing something wrong, and we're not going to be megive straight away, we're not going to answer straight away, that's the anav of anava. It's to be humble. When you're holding yourself back from answering now, that's anava. You're working on your anava. You're working in mevatel yourself. You're nullifying your rotzen. You're right. The guy did an avera. You're right. The guy did something wrong. You're right. The guy doesn't allow you to read in your room. You're right. All these things, you're right. Or he does let you read in the room. Right? He's right. You shouldn't be reading in the room. Whatever it is. You're right. And when you're right, it's the hardest time. And you know you're right. And you want to answer. And the guy's being rude. And you want to answer. Not answering is another. Ava anaf shegam shutei ha'am mukhrachim letlamed bo. But this anaf, everyone has to keep. Even the simplest of people. Al savranut kazot amru chazal. Our rabbis taught us. And this type of savranut, shesho'alim et ha'adam bedin. The person's asked, in based in shomala, himlachta chaverecha alecha. You put as a king a friend on you, benachat ruach, with pleasant spirit. In other words, did you allow him and his rotzonot, his will, and his being to be in charge, to let him be without you answering back? Did you give room for someone else? Room doesn't mean you give him space, right? That could also be a problem, right? But room means you give him this emotional space. He's doing stuff you don't like. In class, often it happens, this guy's answering questions. You don't like it. Or this guy's doing that, right? You don't like it, right? Or he always comes late and the rabbi has to go back and repeat himself. And you want the rabbi not to repeat himself. It's his problem, he came late. But the rabbi is going to repeat himself because of this guy. Why you have to waste your time? You know, time's precious for you guys, right? There's all sorts of things that bother us. Himlacht et chaverecha. You put your friend as melech over you, has dominion over you. That everyone has to do. That's called savlanut. That's working on anava. So there's hundreds of these things. Happen. You're walking, you know, standing in the queue, right? And then someone, you know, he has to go, he's got a shi, he has to go. So he comes in front. And you should be waiting there for 5 minutes. And why? 5 minutes is important to you because you're finishing another pasuk and learning something, right? You're a big masmid. The guy just, whoop, comes in front of you. I have to go, it's okay. And like you say, he didn't even ask you if it's okay, he just did it. It's okay. And like, so he assumes that it's fine and he went in front of you. And you're not going to say, no, it's not okay. But deep down, inside, you say, no, it isn't okay. I'm also waiting to get my food. There's all sorts of things. So now, when you're doing that, just think, putting dominion over me, kingship over me. I'm working on it. Don't be a smartut, though. Then afterwards, you have to think of a tguva. Not in everything that's tguva. You have to think of a way of answering. Okay, now we'll get back to your original question. What happens if this happens with people and you know you're not going to change them? That's called an unsolvable problem. If there's a lot of people who behave in a certain way, or you live in a community, or you live in a country, that people behave in a certain way, right? Whatever it is, wherever or the environment that you're in, right? Or your boss, whatever it is, there's things which you can't solve. That means this is what Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving you. Doesn't matter who it is, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now you have to work out, why is a Kodesh Baruch Hu giving you this? Now the avoda is your avoda. First of all, that's an acceptance. But in order to help you to accept it, that's the naaseh. This is Kabbalah Satera. This is Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're receiving his Ratzon. This is Kabbalah Satera. Kabbalah Satera is with Anava. Moshe Rabbeinu was Anav Mikol Adam. Therefore, he had more Torah than anyone. Your life is also Kabbalah Satera. Kabbalah Satera means seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, accepting his Ratzon. Who gave you this unsolvable problem? He did. Oh no, it's this guy who gave it to me. No, he didn't. But he's Baruch Hu answerable. Not him or him or him. So you have this unsolvable problem. If it's solvable, we'll talk about it. But if it's unsolvable, you have it. So therefore, you now have to work out, what does a Kodesh Baruch Hu want from you in this avodah? Where does he want you to change? He's giving it to you. Right? That's your avodah. Understanding that is understanding a piece of Torah. It's understanding a Gemara. You might have a Kasha. You might have a Tzorachin of Tosus. Right? You have a Tema. There's lots of things you can have, but you know this is your Gemara. You know this is Kodesh Baruch Hu speaking directly to you. That's what it means. We don't have these visions. This is a vision. This is more than a vision. This is a piece of Torah. I mean, you can always say someone's a roommate and he's bothering you. Whatever reason, it's a roommate. So now, you could look at that as an unsolvable problem, or you could go to whoever's in charge of the rooms and change your room. So that's a question. So sometimes when you have those doubts, you can solve it by going to another room. But before you do that, it's kedai to speak to someone, because sometimes the problem's with you. And not with the other person. So if the problem's with you, then you should be here and you should work on it. Maybe it's too hard for you to work on it because this person's too irritating. So, okay, so you know you have the problem, accepting, you change it. You still have the problem in the next one, but it'll be a smaller problem. And at this stage in your life, you can only deal with this problem in small measures. But if it's not a problem associated with you, the problem's really with this guy, right? He really is, wow, terrible to live with. It's impossible to live with. He's waking up in the middle of the night, whatever he's doing, right? Then that might be a solution to that problem, to move the room. Move to a different room. You understand? Because that's, if there's no other rooms, this is the only place you can be in the yeshiva. Otherwise, you have to go to a different yeshiva. But you like this yeshiva, but this is a problem you have. Again, there's always a solvable problem. You can go to another yeshiva. You understand what I'm saying? You have to. It has to be measured. It's not so easy to measure these things out. It's always kedai to speak to someone. Maybe a rabbi, maybe a good friend. Speak to someone to work out where the issue is. It's a piece of Torah. You know, we ask a rabbi how to understand a Tosfos. This is also a Tosfos. This requires thinking. Our lives, this is the Kuri, you have to understand something. We're not learning Gemara only because we're learning Gemara. We're learning Gemara because the Gemara teaches us how to look at our own lives deeply as well. Our whole life becomes learning Gemara. Our whole thinking changes. I was learning that just today. We were learning, we're learning a psikresha, a sugi and shabbos, doesn't matter what it is. But then we had a question of what's considered an opening. The whole Rishon spoke about what's considered an opening. So now we discussed different things which are called openings. The Gemara gives you ability to conceptualize things, but it also gives you the ability of simple things we take for granted to define them and to understand them. And because these are real things in life, it enables you, when you see life, to dissect it, to understand it, to think about it, to understand what's the problem behind it, what problems you need to change. When Tosfos has a tema, it means it's the simple pshat in the Gemara doesn't make sense. The simple pshat in my life doesn't make sense. Why is this happening to me? Simple pshat in my life doesn't make sense. Why is that? Because you're making assumptions about life. Tosfos is making assumptions about the Gemara. In order to answer that question, you have to change your life's assumptions. You have to change the assumptions of the Gemara. Learning Gemara is actually going to teach you how to see a great Baruch Hu in your life. To understand your life. That's why we're always considered learning Torah. Even when you're working in Manhattan, right? You're making bucks for some big CEO or whatever, right? Some big company. But it doesn't seem so ruchani. Yes, there's ruchnias even there. Because it's how you live it, how you see it. How you makadish it, how you view life. You're living with a higher purpose. Everything has meaning. You with me? Yeah. That's a tremendous thing. That's a tremendous thing. The koach of giving meaning to everything is such a tremendous idea. You understand? It says, Adam, what's the smallest level of isurim, of bad things that happen to a guy that he should think about?
You take a penny out of your pocket.
Yeah, you take a penny out of your pocket and your 2 pennies come out, or 10 pence comes out. Don't get the right change. That's isurim. What's the moral giving you? What's isurim? I mean, that's something you should be thinking about. Not saying we should be thinking about it because we're not on that level. But that's what the Gemara says, it's the minimum level of isurim. It's the minimum level of something that happens to a guy that you should think, why it happened to him. Now, I'm not saying go, you know, become like weirdos. For us, that would be weirdos. We can't think. We don't live on that level of emunah. But certainly major things that happen to us, certainly things that irritate us, certain things that occupy our minds, certainly those things a person has to think about. What is the Kodesh Baruch Hu telling him? What does he want from him? What changes does he want him to make? And you know, we're very stubborn. You think only at time of Matan Torah, when we got Matan Torah, we were stiff-necked people, and we brought the Cheder Egel. Every day we're bringing a Cheder Egel. Every day we're getting angry, and we're saying, oh, it's his fault, I want to get rid of him. Right? We don't have a Kabbal Torah. We're not listening to this voice. That's a very, very important foundation in life. It's a very hard one to live with. Very hard one. But that's called emuna. And when a person has emuna, he has savlanut and he has anava. Because he sees everything in the Yad of Hashem. So that I can't read in my room, or I can't sleep in my room, or this person pushes my buttons or whatever. Kodesh Baruch was talking to you. What does he want from you to do? What is he teaching you in this situation? Forget now the practicalities of reading or not reading, or this person hurting me, not hurting me. What's the situation teaching you? What aspect of you needs to be changed?
What things do you pay attention in those cases? I mean,
I told you everything. Like, everything.
Okay, I guess I have to have more sablanut. And if you gain that sablanut, how you avoid changing your approach, you know, to that person? Because sometimes when you hold something and you carry that wave, you know, your relation with that person changes, and you wouldn't want to, like, or you will have want to hold that weight, and at the same time,
you shouldn't hold a grudge. But first of all, Ravolbi says, first, in any situation, this is what Ravolbi says, every situation you're in, every situation, first you have to be nosa. Remember, you're having yachasim with a friend. Rabbeinu Yonah says the same thing. You have to be hold yourself back. You shouldn't be answering straight away. Hold yourself back. Then think about it. What's the situation? In a rejective way. That's what Rav always says. Shkula. And think about a right answer. If you can't work an answer, talk it over with a friend. Sometimes the problem isn't as big as you feel, because sometimes you can't calm yourself down. Speak to a friend. It doesn't work with a friend. Speak to a rabbi. Work it out. And then you come to the right answer. But everything says revolbi, it starts with savlanut, anava. Hold back. You have to hold back. Not hold back forever. You can't keep a grudge. Hold back so you have the proper answer. A proper tguva, a proper way of answering. Of course it's hard. Why is it hard for us to hold back? Because we don't believe the Kodesh Baruch Hu is talking to us. We don't believe this is coming from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If it was Kiviyocha, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, like, you know, didn't allow you to read at night. Or Kodesh Baruch Hu hurt you, right? Of course you wouldn't be subbladi. You say, why you did it to me? Maybe have, you know, you like, you ask Kodesh Baruch Hu, why are you doing this? But we don't believe this, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu's not living with us to that extent. Of course, Emunah gives a person the ability to be a savlan. That recognition that it comes from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, of course it goes together. That's very hard for a person to live with that. But it's not hard, I mean it is hard, but it's certainly it's possible for a person to say, I'm stopping here. I'm not going to be megiv. I'm going to outsay myself. That's hard, it's not easy. That's hard. If you're very, you're an emotional guy, and someone hurts you, right? You want to answer. Women are like that very much. Women, you hurt them, boom, right? You get it, right? It's not because they're bad people, because they're very emotional. It's very hurting for them, right? So some will cry, some will react, some will retract. There's different guvat, but there'll be usually emotional people have a guvat, have a reaction. Working on not having an immediate reaction is hard. People who are more calm, people who by nature they're less emotional, will not have this so hard. But they'll have it hard recognizing and accepting this came from Kodesh Baruch Hu. They want to control the situation, they want to change the situation. Yeah? You're asking questions. How can this be a Kodesh Baruch Hu's will? A person has free will. So this is a very famous question that the Rishonim ask. How can you punish Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, right? Kodesh Baruch Hu said they would go into Egypt and they would be in slavery. So how can you punish them? Right? Kodesh Baruch Hu, this is the will of Kodesh Baruch Hu. They're just doing the will. So the answer is, two answers. One answer was, is the Rishonim speak this out, the Ramban and the Rambam. So I forgot now who says which, I think. But one answer was, or is, that it doesn't have to be necessarily this person. It would come to you, but with a different person. Or the other answer is, I think this is the Ramban, the first is the Ramban. The other answer is that the level of, it's true that you required punishment, or you require this pain. But the level of that pain is the free will of the person. That means, since you have to have this pain, you have to have this onus, you have to have this punishment. But how much punishment you have,
that's the will of the person.
That depends very much. It's not that you don't get the punishment. Like, a Kodesh Baruch Hu decreed on you, you should get a certain amount of punishment. There's a lot to punish you about. But like, you know, they say 10 to punish you about. But you're going to be punished one today. This person decides he's going to punish you two or three to that day. Right? That's his will. You still deserve it. But Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't, was, as far as Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kiviyochol was concerned, he's allowed you one. This person is going to give you three. So in that sense, right, it's not that Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't, there's no room for more punishment. Of course there has to be room for more punishment. Otherwise he can't give you something which you don't deserve. Right? But Kodesh Baruch Hu, the midah that he's working with, the midah sarachim that he's working with, you only get one today. He gave you three. So, because he gave you three, he gave you more than Kiviyochol was the midah of rachim that he was supposed to give to you. Not that you didn't deserve more. He gets punished for the more he gave you. But still it came from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Both ways it came from a Kodesh Baruch Hu.
So if
you
would have been that person, another person would have taken...
Yeah, and maybe the other person will give you only one, just gave you three. Or the other person, according to the Rambam, the other person would have given you one as well. But you would have got it, so it still came from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He just has the free will to choose who's going to give it. All that we're saying is when a person lives with his level of emunah, don't try and live with a level of emunah that you're not living on. Like, you know, like, we don't live in the level of Muna if change comes out of our pockets. That we shouldn't be thinking about. Someone hurts us. Anything that occupies our mind or our feelings for a while is something we should think about. Things that hurt you just a moment and, you know, you forgot about it, don't think about it. But something which is sitting with you and it's hurting you for a while, those things we should think about. Anything to do with health, I told you. Anything to do with physical things. Health, right? Even finances to an extent, right? So long as you don't do things that are just stupid, right? Anything to do with those things, right? You have to work them out normally. If you don't have enough money, you may have to take another job, right? Or you have to work harder. Or you have to ask your boss for a raise. Thousands, I don't know what you have to do for them, right? If a child's ill or you're ill, go to the best doctor. And these things, in the more physical realm, our emunah is to do the most hishtadlus that we can do in these areas, in the physical realm, like health, money, all these things in the physical realm, getting a job, right? Don't just sit in the machan shop and say, oh, I'm going to get a job. No, you go, you put your resume, you do all the things you have to do, you make sure it's a good resume, you make sure you do get a good degree, you do what's necessary. In the realm of emotions, mental, spiritual, that's a different realm. That's a realm where you have to live with your emunah. That we can live with our emunah. Mm. Then we hear Kodesh Baruch Hu talking to us. Now, I'm not saying even in the physical realm, it can be related to your emotional and your spiritual. So you have to know. It's not so simple. But generally speaking, that's the rule.